100. Psalm 100. I hope this will be a blessing to you tonight. Psalm 100. We're gonna announce it, but if I announce it early, they'll leave. No, just kidding.
We gotta go get Lexi.
Oh, you do. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're the best. Thank you for doing that. Psalm 100 is referred to the last of what's called the Millennium Psalms. Psalm 83 through 100 are really about the kingdom that is to come, that the Jews were desiring. But I really love Psalm 100. It's ablaze with just a beautiful adoration for God, and it covers the reasons why. And so it was really a blessing to me. And you know, the truth is, it was written so that the Old Testament saints, the Old Testament Jewish believers, would look for the millennium and would praise the Lord. And because of what they knew of Him, they would serve Him and they would worship Him. And the truth is, you and I enjoy the relationship with our Father in heaven that was promised them and they denied at Calvary. I believe God's going to redeem the Jewish people. I believe they're still the apple of God's eye. I believe that you know how I feel about that. But you and I as Christians, we have something special that we ought to praise the Lord about. So when I studied this little psalm, it's only 5 verses. That's it, just 5 verses. So it's something I could handle. I was shocked that when you underline the verbs, there's 7 imperatives. There's 7 things God asks us to do. Number one, the word was make, serve, come, know, enter, be, and bless. Starting in verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. It's not about your musical ability. It's about what's coming out of your heart. You've heard me say this during an invitation. It's not what's going on around you right now. It's what's going on inside you. Let it out. Go on and sing. Go on and sing. Here's a side note. Do you realize when you sing real loud in church, the people around you aren't as self-conscious and they'll sing louder as well?
That's true.
They think, well, good night in the morning. This person here don't really care how they sound, so I guess I can too. Right? I know. Mrs. Mix, before they gave Mrs. Mix those earplugs, I'd have to sit over there by Brother Jim and Miss Marilyn because I'd throw the whole group off when they were singing. But look at it. Make a joyful noise. Verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. That means a willing heart. Knowing who He is and what He's done. You know, it's a privilege to serve the Lord. I got to tell you, in heaven, this is what you're going to be remembered for, is what you've done for the Lord. You know, it is our duty to serve Him, but when we do it with a joyful spirit. You know, it's kind of like your own kids. When you tell them to do something and they're like, but they do it, you're like, yeah, I know. But if they go, yes, ma'am, and they go do it, you feel pretty, you like that, right? You like that? Well, what do you think the Father in heaven does when He sees you doing right, even though nobody's paying attention? Serve the Lord with gladness. Look at that next phrase. Come before His presence with singing. You realize music is a creation of God Himself. He's the one who came up with it. He's the one who designed Satan. Satan was the leader of the music in heaven before he fell. He was created with pipes and harps and tabrets. And God is the one who created music. And we're to use our creative talents for the Lord, especially when He's the object of, you know, when you're singing for an audience of one, you don't care what the people around you are doing. And I'm here to tell you that music is a blessing to me because when I can't think, my mind wanders when I'm reading the Bible or I'm scattered, I'll stop and I'll sing a hymn like one we sang tonight. And it just has a way of focusing your attention on the Lord by focusing your heart on the Lord. And you're going to find that your spirit opens up and allows the Holy Spirit to move. That's why we sing, everybody. We don't sing out of tradition. We sing because of what it does to you and I. If you can imagine your spirit is like a flower, and the Holy Spirit takes up residence inside you the minute you trust Jesus as your Savior. But when you sing it, your spirit opens up. The Holy Spirit is now ready to move upon your heart and to speak. You'll get more out of the message if you'll show up for the singing. You really will, because I can't say my jokes get any better, but the Word of God has a way of getting inside and being a blessing if you'll just sing. Look at verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. He really is.
He is the God who split the Red Sea. He's the God who made everything. He is God. I found myself at prayer advance thinking to myself, why am I not asking for more or for bigger things, impossible things, like a building for Baltimore Baptist Church? Yeah. That's crazy. I left that off my prayer list. Yeah. So we got home from prayer advance. I started going to God going, I'm sorry. You're the God of everything. How about a building for Baltimore Baptist Church? You gave me one in Little Rock. Why can't you do one here in Baltimore? And I got an email today from Pedro that says they want to give us the building. They want to sell us the building.
I'm praying they get a big endowment and they just give it to him. Right? Devil's had that money long enough. That's how I feel about it. Now, he's God. And you know, it's ironic. You ever seen pictures of the Earth from the International Space Station? Stuff looks really small. Right? When you're flying over the country, things look really small. Our problems look big to us because they're right in our face. But if we would look at them from God's point of view and just go, God, I don't know what you're going to do about this, but man, I know you can handle it. He is God. I don't worship a do or don't kind of religious man-made garbage. I actually am in a relationship, and so are you, with the only God there is. He is God. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. You know, our God is the only one who can create stuff out of nothing. I always laugh at scientists. Now, I love scientists. I love science. But they'll say we've created with the building blocks of life. Yeah, but you started with God's stuff first. You start with an empty beaker and just go, here you go.
No, they can't have a beaker.
They can't even have a beaker. Thank you, sister. Start with get your own dirt. That's what God would say. Get your own dirt now, right? He made us. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to Him by right of creation. Now look at that next phrase. It says, we are His people. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says we're called by His name. We're called Christians or because we believe in Christ. We follow Christ and we're His people. So sing praise unto the Lord because He's our master, not just by creation, but by salvation. We're saved. We're going to heaven. This is as close to hell as you'll ever get. Right? This is as bad as it ever gets. It only gets better from here. I mean, seriously. That's why David said, Psalm 116 and verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Why? Because it's a graduation to glory. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord in a place where everybody knows your name, where there's no more pain. It's incredible. Incredible. It says, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Now, not a pasture. Not everybody really likes the idea of being called a sheep. But the truth is, He's the one who takes care of us. Right? Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And this is the part I like. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is our shepherd, the great shepherd. And then it says here in verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. The Old Testament people were to come into the gates of the temple shouting God's praise. And I admit we're afraid sometimes that people watch us giving praise to God and think we're a bunch of fanatics. But you know, Jesus was pretty fanatical. Wasn't He? Yeah, He didn't quit. He didn't quit on the Via Della Rosa. He didn't quit in front of Pilate. He didn't quit. It says He inhabits the praises. It's like God gets excited when He gets to hear His children praise Him. And then it says, come into the courts, His courts with praise. Every time you pray, you must understand, you have something to praise God about. I found 25 different things in the Bible that states these are the reasons you can praise the Lord. And I can send them out if you're interested, but they're there. But when I thought about it, it says here, and be thankful. That's the next phrase, be thankful. Gratitude is an emotion of the heart. It's a sentiment of thankfulness. It's a virtue of high excellence, yes. But it's that sense of, I know where this blessing came from. I know who it came from. And the very unworthiness of me, the recipient. That's why, it's easy to thank God and say, God, I know this was you. And, you know, we had some praise and testimony time Sunday morning. Some of the men were able to say, this is what God did in my life. This is what God's doing in my life. And I was talking to one of our brothers tonight, and I just went back over the footprints in the sand poem. You know what I'm saying? Where there was two footprints and then one footprint when he carried you, and then there was a groove where he drug you. Right? And now I've been through the drag part. I get it. He drug me a few times. But praise God, his ways are bigger and better than mine. His ideas are better than mine. Look, it hasn't always gone the way I've wanted. How about you? Sometimes there's been death in my family. Sometimes there's been broken things and brokenness. And there's been sickness. And there's still chronic issues that we need grace for every day. But you know what? When you can look back, that was the point of that poem. When you look back and you go, wow, look how he's brought me through. You can't see it while you're in the middle of it. It's only when you get out of the valley and you look back on the sunlight of his love and see, look what he brought me through. Remember, God's good. And that's what it says. Bless his name. Why bless his name? Verse 5, for. Whenever you see the word for, it means because. And bless his name, why? Because the Lord is good. Now look, you got to walk with God a while for that to make sense. See, when I read that, you know, when I was first saved, I went, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, after 30 years, he's good. Yeah. All the time. Sounds like a silly cliche, but it's nonetheless true. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Aren't you glad it's not the Lord that brings up your past sin and rubs your face in it? That's the devil or your own flesh. That isn't the Lord. See, the Lord, when he forgave you, he willed your sins and the memory of it out of existence from his mind. He doesn't remember them anymore. Justified means just if I'd never sinned. He forgave you and he forgot about it. Now, there are people in your life who haven't forgot about it. I can't wait to get to heaven. Mrs. Mix, hopefully she'll forget about it. Right? She'll be in the fullness of joy. She won't have time to think of those things. Right? And God, many times when I've gone back to him and said, Lord, I just feel the need to tell you I'm sorry about that sin I asked forgiveness for. And it's like God goes, I don't know what you're talking about. Because he forgave you. He forgave you. You realize it would be double jeopardy for God to judge you for something he's forgiven you for. That's not how our God does. His mercy is everlasting. The truth is none of us would survive if his mercy was not everlasting. And you can praise him for that. Now look at the next one. And his truth endureth to all generations. God said, I'll preserve my word to all generations. In another part of Psalms. Now either he did or he didn't. You're going to have to decide. Is it just as true today as it was the day Moses carved it into a rock? Is it just the same as when David got out a piece of lambskin and wrote Psalms? Is it just as true today? Because if it's not, we're wasting our time. Right? Now, either God can preserve his word like he promised, or he can't. Either I have it or I don't. Now, I choose to believe God's word says I have it. I can praise him. Look, I don't understand everything about the Bible. I can't say that I understand everything about life, but I can tell you that I know the one who does, and that's enough. That's enough. So, as it says in verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord is God.
come into his presence with singing. Why? Because we didn't make ourselves. He made us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? For the Lord is good. Oh, he's good. Let us pray. Father, tonight, as we continue to fellowship and before we leave tonight, Father, let us make sure to encourage each other. We have something to praise you for, and that's the persons sitting around us tonight. Each of us, knowing the Lord is our Savior, we have the opportunity to lift each other up, to help each other in our walk and in our daily and weekly life. And as we worship you, Father, it's because it comes from a sense of gratitude. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for not throwing us away when we mess up. Father, we look forward to the day when we can see you face to face. And Father, tonight, as we draw closer to you, let us draw closer to each other. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.